Number one for New Country 99.5 WKDQ. It's Q Crew Morning Show with Ryan and Leslie. And joining us now, the man who will be at the Ford Center this Friday night bringing his Bring the Bar to You tour. It is Thomas Rhett. Thomas, good morning. And here's what I want to start with. I need your help with something.
Okay.
The new single, Half of Me with Riley Green, which is such a fun song. I really dig it.
It is.
Can you help me out? I can't quite make out what Riley says at the end of that song.
Oh, it wasn't actually supposed to be in there, but we started dying laughing so hard that my producer just kept it after the master was done, and we were like, that was always supposed to be in there. But I think he says something like, I can't tell if I sound good or if it's just good because you're in it.
Okay,
that's what he said at the end.
I thought it said, I can't tell. That was good, but I can't tell if it's because you're in it or not. And I thought, why is Riley giving Thomas crap? It's Thomas's song, and you got invited. Why are you giving him a hard time?
I think that was Riley's like third time to sing it, and he was just laughing at the end, being like, y'all have no idea if I sound good or not, but it's probably good because TR is singing on it. And I was like, dude, you sound incredible. Come on.
That's right. It's a fun song. I do really like it. I also have another question for you about one of my favorite snacks is Fritos, and I know you did some work with Fritos. What I have to ask is, what is your go-to Fritos flavor?
Dude, barbecue twists, like, all day.
Oh, you do the barbecue twists. Okay. So
I'm
a huge fan of just the straight barbecue Frito chips, and they've brought them back permanently because people like me have cried and whined and complained for years, and I just was curious to where you stood on the Fritos chart. So there you go.
It is funny how brands will continue and discontinue stuff. Like, I remember when Wendy's got rid of the spicy chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are y'all doing? And I remember Chance the Rapper actually posted and said, can we start a campaign to bring back spicy chicken nuggets? And they did.
Yeah. So the squeaky wheel gets the grease. There's no doubt about it.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And then I want to talk to you about, I love your social media presence on Instagram with, you know, your wife, Lauren, and you and your daughters. Sure. And it's just so positive and funny and all about family. And one of my favorite posts you made recently was about you showed vulnerability because everybody thinks that every country singer is a cowboy and can ride a horse.
Oh, yeah.
And when you put that on there, I mean, we talked about that on the air. I thought, how great is that you, number one, admitted that you had always been scared. And number two, you were doing it for your daughters to prove to them, you know, overcoming fear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was either that or learn how to do gymnastics and I picked horses. So,
oh, yeah.
My wife has been around horses her whole life. And actually, you know, my family down in South Georgia used to have a bunch of horses. And I just never, like, my dad never rode them, you know, so it wasn't really a part of my early childhood or whatever. But we were out in Wyoming last year and there was an area of, it's called Cheyenne Frontier Days. It's like a giant rodeo. And my wife was out there and there was a place where you could go adopt a horse. And I was just like, of course, this is what we're about to do in Wyoming. And so we adopted like a 2-year-old Mustang named Daisy and brought her back to Nashville and worked with a trainer with her for a while. And my wife was like riding that thing bareback after like the first 3 months that this horse was home. And then my wife flew up to South Dakota, I guess a couple weeks ago to get a few more because apparently, you know, horses are not supposed to be by themselves. And I was like, well, that makes sense. Like, I guess if I was a horse, I'd want some friends to hang out with. Yeah. And so now we have 4 horses. And I went out there the other day and was, you know, brushing Daisy, cleaning her feet off, learning how to saddle her. And when I got up on her, man, I had a panic attack. My wife was like, if you don't breathe, the horse won't breathe. And so, you know, I just kind of had to overcome that fear. And my girls have been riding horses for 2 years now. And I see how horses get addicting. Like, people talk about it all the time, mm-hmm. but I truly understand how it's addicting because, like, they can be the most calming things in the world. And it was just a good fear to overcome. And hopefully in 5 or 6 years, we're all just riding trails together. That's kind of my dream. So yeah. it's been a fun thing for us.
And it is a great thing. I grew up with horses too. So, it is a great family thing to be able to ride horses together. It's like no other thing you can do with your family all together, I think.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, we're very, very excited about it. But it did take some overcoming fear, no doubt.
I'm proud of you. I'm super proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I do want to know, too, what if you can tell us, you're a girl dad, and that has that's very special, I think. And what is your favorite part of being a girl dad?
Well, you know, I don't know what it's like to have a boy, but I can't imagine anyone having my heart more than those 4 little babies, you know. I mean, they love their mom, obviously, but, like, it's just the bond between a father and a daughter is pretty special.
Yeah.
You know, just to be able to, you know, take them to school in the morning or you know, do one-on-one trips to Sonic or whatever it is. Like, they just crack me up. And I love, now that they're getting older, just watching them kind of you can kind of tell at 5 and 6 years old what kind of person they're going to be, you know. And mm-hmm. and me and my wife make bets all the time of, like, you know, what are each of our kids going to do. And I think Willa Gray is going to be a heart surgeon. Like, she already said that she wants to be a heart surgeon. I think that Ada James is, she's pretty dramatic, and she's a, I think she's going to be a really good actress one day, or run a Fortune 500 company, one of the two. So it's just been awesome, like, just watching them develop into their own little people. And it's just, I don't know, it's just so fun to watch them grow up. I love it.
And you're a great dad. I can see that on your social media. My gosh, you can see that when they look at you, that there's that special bond.
Well, I appreciate that. I love him to death, and just, you know, I'm doing the best job I can, just like we all are.
That's right. All you can right. do. How much makeup have you had to put on, or had put on you?
Man, I've had to put a stop to it. You know, it kind of got to a point where that's kind of what the girls wanted to do, and I was like, you know what, Daddy's not going to wear makeup today. You know, we can sit here and paint y'all's nails and all that kind of stuff, but Daddy's done with the eyeliner.
Yeah. That's so. What I wondered. How many times have you been on stage and you have your hand up on the mic and you're like, oh, my fingernails are still painted pink?
Oh, it's happened several times. I'm not kidding.
How are your nail painting skills on them?
They're getting better.
Okay, take some practice.
My wife was out of town all last week, so I had them all by myself for Monday through Wednesday, which was, it's an act of God that everyone's still alive. And, you know, like in the mornings, I remember Ada James looked at me and she was like, hey, I need you to do braids in my hair today. And I'm like, baby, I don't know how to do that. Like, me doing a high ponytail is all you're going to get from me. And so we did high pony 3 days in a row, and mom got home and then everybody was in braids.
There we go. Mom fixed everything. Well, let's talk about the show. You come into the Ford Center on Friday. You'll be there with the Bring the Bar to You tour. Parker McCollum, Connor Smith coming along with you. How's it been? I know you've been back on the road now for probably, about a year or so?
Yeah, it's been a blast. You know, these tours, when they begin, you kind of think, like, dang, we're about to have 9 months of long, you know, on the road. And then next thing you know, you wake up and you got 6 shows left. But I think that's kind of what is a kind of a testament of how fun it's been, just getting to know Parker so well and getting to know Connor. It really is such a fun show. And I just can't believe that it's almost over. Being in Evansville on our last weekend is going to be a blast. I kind of feel like I grew up cutting my teeth playing that building, opening for Al Dean and Luke and FGL and all these folks, and getting the headline. It is such a pleasure every time.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Can you give us a little idea? What are we expecting when you get here? What kind of show are we going to see?
Man, it's just 3 hours of nonstop fun. You know, like, I don't know how else to describe it, but, like, our mission this year is just to bring smiles to people's faces, just to bring joy, and hopefully the crowd is experiencing as much joy out there as we are up on stage. It's just a blast of a show, so you can expect a very, very good time.
Are you bringing a bar? Because, I mean, it's in the tour.
We bring
name.
A bar.
Okay, good.
We do bring a bar. Yes.
I don't want false advertising here. I expect to see a bar. All right, good.
No, we bring a bar.
Right, we can't perfect. Wait.
We can't wait. That's Thomas Rhett. He'll be live at the Ford Center this Friday with the Bring the Bar to You tour. You can still get tickets at the Ford Center box office, Ticketmaster as well. Thomas, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll see you when you get to town.
Likewise, man. Look forward to it. Thank you all for your time today.
No problem. Thanks, Thomas. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye. See you, bye.